The UT football practice report. What up, Gator?
All right, I had to shut Tyler up there before he went down a hole that we just couldn't follow. Hey, Tennessee, Mississippi State, first time these two teams will be squaring off inside Neyland Stadium since 08. First time the two teams will be squaring off since 2012 when Mississippi State defeated Tennessee 41-31. Tennessee leads the all-time series 28-16, and it's going to be a tremendous challenge. We've been talking about it all week long. Kylan Hill, he leads the SEC in rushing, 596 yards, and is top 10 in the nation in that regard. He averages 119 yards per game, 344 yards after contact. Tyler was talking Yak yesterday, 344 yards, I believe. Yeah, that's more yards than Ty Chandler, Tennessee's leading rusher, and that is just great yards point after contact for Kylan Hill. So a tremendous challenge in stopping the run for Tennessee. That'll be tomorrow. Quarterback Garrett Schrader, I'm like you guys, I think for Mississippi State to have its best opportunity to win, though Tommy Stevens will be available, got to go with the freshman. Only SEC quarterback with 300-yard passing or 300-yard rushing yards and 500-yard passing yards in the SEC. And he can do it all over the place. And you might see a little Tommy Stevens as well. He's completing passes at a higher percentage.
Yeah, see, I think if Stevens is healthy, Stevens is going to start this game.
He absolutely will. No. Will's right. You got to go with the experience. But in my opinion,
see, if I was
that
State,
plays
I would go
into
with Schrader.
Tennessee's hands. I would go with Schrader, too. If Mississippi State wants to win this game, go with Schrader. But Moorhead likes experience. So he's going to go with Stevens, which I'm all about it because I believe that gives me a better chance and Tennessee a chance to win this game and get me off the roof.
The thing for me with Schrader is I don't know what he's going to do with the football play in, play out. Like, I mean, like one moment you're like, wow, what an athlete. And the next moment you're like, is he colorblind? You know what I mean? That's what you're looking at when you're looking at Garrett Schrader.
I just look at the tape and I see Tennessee struggling against quarterbacks that can move so far this season. I'm like, boom, let's do some.
That's
so
what you go.
I think it's fair. You're going to see both of them at points and times tomorrow. So, but regardless, whoever it is, I mean, that offense for Mississippi State, not the best. You look at total offensive yards. It's just 398. That is 11th in the SEC. Points per game, they're 9th in the SEC at 30 points per game. Passing, they're 14th. Rushing, of course, they're 4th because of the great efforts from Kylan Hill, averaging over 200 yards a game. And the defense is in the back third as well. You know, total defense, you're sitting at 13th in the league. Pass defense, 10th in the league. And rush defense, 11th in the week. So, listen, you know, I just laid out where Mississippi State ranks in the SEC. Tennessee's around that point, too. So I really think this is going to be a good football game tomorrow, and it's going to be a great opportunity for Tennessee to pick up the victory, and we can get our boy Tyler Robbins back in studio for Monday. Today's UT football practice report's brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call does it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527 or visit online at poolsbyheritage.com.
All right,
hey, Will.